Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, yeah, life was
well,
good.
Well, Board of Equalization at 8:30 a.m. on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Jerkins Hill, Tiemann, Dorn, and Byers. Approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Vote. 5 in favor. Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Hill. Vote. 5 in favor.
Lytle's not here.
Did I say Lytle? Oh.
Is this thing off?
There you go.
Jurgens.
Is that it?
Terry.
You're back in
session. There you go. Thank you very much, Pat.
Oops.
You probably left.
I counted lights. I didn't look at names. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing no public.
We've got Dave. He might have something. Yeah.
Yep. Guess I'll ask for a motion to approve or disapprove correction slips number 9 and 10.
I would move to approve correction slips number 9 and 10.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Bauman. Patty, anything out of the ordinary on these as we pass them around?
No, what this is a reclassification for that gentleman to a disabled veteran, and he was only on the over 65 homestead, so the state reclassified him so then he could go back for 2 years and get a – when you're a veteran, you get more of a homestead. So he's actually going to get some more relief. So that's a classification from the state. So.
Wait, well, these – get passed down.
Didn't see him yet.
I'm good, John.
Pretty good.
I'm good. Something wrong, you'd find out.
Okay.
Any additional discussion on these slips? Motion by Byers, second by Bauman. Vote. 6 in favor. Anything else for equalization, Patty?
Anything, unless you guys do.
Are you getting any?
I'm good, I'm good.
Seeing nothing.
So far.
Nothing from the left side of the bench.
Disappoint me. Challenges.
All right, if there's nothing else, we'll...
Anything on the new valuations? Any objections? Any comments?
They haven't gone out yet.
Paul's quiet.
My wife
will be
was...
going out on May 31st, so probably, let's see, that's the Friday, isn't it?
Okay, my wife was griping all weekend about how many taxes she's paying, so I figured you'd...
Yeah, that's last year's.
Okay.
So this year's, they'll go out on May 31st. They'll probably get them about the middle of that next week. We can calm down a little bit, maybe... And then they're not terrible. I mean, residential, you know, we've had to go in and do quite a few residentials. Farm ground went down. So
how much did farm ground go down?
Well, I don't know what the overall, we're waiting for the state because what they basically do after I send all those values in, they're doing reports and opinions right now on all my towns and all my farm grounds. And so they'll be mailing out a booklet that tells everything about what we've done for assessment practices. And once again, just to stress, I'm reacting to the market, not for any other reason other than this is what the market's doing. And so I have to be within those certain ranges. And I think for ones that are, well, there's a certain like 92 to 100 on commercial residential and then 69 to 75 on ag. And I believe ag is coming in at about 70. So, but we haven't got the final orders, so there's no show cause that I know of. Ruth did contact me and said that they ran a couple what-ifs on me, which is a couple towns where they'll go in and just run. What has to happen is that the sold properties, if I could just go in and say, okay, this one sold for that, now I'm going to put it up to that, that's chasing a sale, and that's not a legal practice in mass appraisals. So your unsold have to be treated the same as the sold. So say in a two-block radius, I have, just for the sake of talking, three sales, and I would only go in and hit those three sales because they sold for quite a bit more. I can't do that. I have to look at the unsold ones, too, to make it all equalized.
And that's a good point to be made, though. Any differences in value, all assessed values have nothing to do with anything else going on countywide. This is 100% following the market as per state code for assessment.
Well, the legislature requires that we're between that range. And so ideally, if a home sells for $100,000 in Beatrice, say, I should have it valued between $92,000 and $100,000. That's the acceptable range. And so, and when we talk neighborhoods, doesn't necessarily mean just everybody on the same block. A neighborhood could be country club estates and other areas that would sell a little different than, say, main area of Beatrice that's older. And so there's a lot of variables with mass appraisal that you have to look at. And the difference between mass and fee is that fee, you pick your subject and you find three other properties to do comparables, and then you come up with a value. Well, with us, we're looking at a whole range of... So there's sometimes when people protest, it can be because of comparables and what's in one house compared to what's in the other. So
we've always tried in the assessor's office to look at properties and value them as you would if you were a real estate broker and you're doing an appraisal for a property on a loan or what have you. So I think they've done an excellent job. And obviously, we do have an opportunity to protest if you aren't comfortable with what they assess. And they aren't always perfect either.
Patty, properties are really selling.
Do you use that same theory when you value ag land then? You don't necessarily use that sale?
The sale of...
Well, you just said about a house.
Well...
You might not use that one.
No. Are you talking fee appraisal or mass appraisal in my office?
I'm talking about ag land now.
Okay.
Do you use every sale that's out there?
Every sale?
Yeah.
It depends. We have to call the people and figure out what's going on with the sale. If it's between relatives, not necessarily.
Okay.
If it's...
But otherwise,
an arm's
every sale
length
is used, right?
If it's an arm's length transaction and we can prove that it, you know, there was nothing uncommon about that sale.
Say it's a auction.
Yep, we use it.
Okay.
An auction's probably as good a snapshot of what the market is that day as anything.
Actually, what Lloyd Dickinson does all my sales book as far as the sales, he does a lot of the, because he's still kind of an active appraiser out of Lincoln. And so he does follow the market a lot in all around the counties and has a sales book. And he gets quite a bit of information. People don't like talking to tax people as well as they do. You know, somebody that likes an appraiser like John or any of those.
I just know probably 2 weeks ago now there was some irrigated land south of Fairbury. Granite being tough land supposedly brought well below the value. If that's correct or not, I don't know.
Well, and you have to be in a certain time frame, too. That's another thing. We're a little bit behind, so that sale, if it just happened, would not be in this study period.
Okay, all right.
So March 19th is when I ended
see.
Everything.
I understand.
So.
There's nothing else for equalization. We will close at 8:40 on the clock.